Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. Charles Wesley has been called many things, including the great hymn writer of all ages and the father of sacred song. Born the 18th child in his family on December 18th, 1707, he wrote over 6,500 hymns in his 80 years of life. Some of his most famous hymns include Rock of Ages, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and Just As I Am. Charles Wesley was perhaps influenced most profoundly by his godly mother, Susanna Wesley. Despite the fact that there are always a number of children around her, Susanna determined to spend time with each one of them. She was known for being a strict but loving mother. Her biggest concern was that her children, including Charles, would grow up to love Jesus Christ. He was a smart and gifted young man, and people admired him. When he was 15 years old, his father received a letter from a wealthy Irishman offering to adopt Charles Wesley and make him the heir of all that he owned. Instead, the teenager chose to stay with his family. The wealthy Irishman ended up adopting another boy who would come to be known as Lord Wellesley. This man grew up to conquer Napoleon at Waterloo. Both Charles Wesley and Lord Wellesley influenced history, but in vastly different ways. In college, the Wesley brothers, Charles and his brother John, started the Holy Club, a group responsible for visiting the sick, praying for the unsaved, and reading the Bible. Over time, many great men of faith would participate in this group. For 50 years, Wesley traveled on horseback, preaching the truth wherever he went. After his death, a monument was placed in his honor, which read, "God buries his workmen, but he carries on his work." What are you doing to carry on God's work today? Are you thinking of ways that you can bring honor to God? You may not accomplish something that looks great in the eyes of the world, like conquering a famous general emperor, but you can influence many people for the sake of the gospel. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.